RG.
Get Kelly and Paul up. I'm trying, but need very much to get them to wake up. I wish you were there. If you are and listening to this, call the house and ring the telephone bell loudly. It's the only way, I think, to get them out of their lethargic slumber. Otherwise, there's absolutely no way to get them up. I suppose I could turn on the light. Maybe that's what I'll do.
Ah, that's better. The congestion was...
Los camiones estaban tan llenos que no...
Yes, we're broadcasting to Mexico tonight.
No, all we're broadcasting from...
Oh, from Mexico. Oh, you can't.
Well, actually, from Baja.
Mean faces.
And they're available to everybody.
It's Scary Monte.
And there's a plastic dinosaur inside every package.
Wish I could go to bed. And I don't even have a real job.
Or a real bed.
Or a real radio show.
And we're not really here.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't like broadcasting from that raft anyway.
It's a horrible color. Oh, I kind of like it. Matches living room covers. You think?
Hey, is there anything left in the ice chest? While little Spot is frisking and frolicking on the nameless mission, we must remind you that this is all suggested for mature audiences only.
Right. Neepy caller, I thought we lost you.
I was gone for a while. I was doing great.
Growing up.
Yes. I was learning about life.
And all of its wonderful parts.
Yes. I was learning how to live and achieve.
Live and achieve? I've been doing that for years.
Down around the clubs, right?
Oh, yeah. I was with the boys.
Yeah, hanging out, drinking beer.
Yes?
Have you ever had a thick glaze smeared all over your body?
Yes.
A big brown glaze.
I've had strange, crusty things pasted in my... Well,
we could keep him. I did the same thing he did.
Neepy caller.
Yes?
Do you still hate us?
Hate you? Well, I don't know. I just hated... Well...
I know, the things that were happening to you, not around you. Not these people who were responsible for the changes, but more the changes themselves began to really bother you.
Maybe just one for
hitchhiking through the galaxy became more of a pain than it used to be. Well, it was fun once, and now it's just a part-time job.
I don't
know. Any 11-year-old
immediate can destruction on the basis of an Echo TRX 314.
And in just a little while, we'll take those questions for those of you that think you're watching.
Well, I'll see you later then, huh?
Okay, bye.
God, you know, plastic dinosaur won't help them now.
If they just pet him just right, they will.
Oh, I know, but then they might smear their spots.
But then when they grow up, it's all better.
You think so?
I think it's beautiful.
Honey, I could tell you some stories. They don't never get better. It's awful. I mean, once you get married, it's always like that.
But I think that through the correct questioning that you can bring the dinosaur's real personality.
Fat chance.
Really, in spite of the spots?
In spite of the
spots. Don't worry.
And the smears?
It's a miracle of transcendence. It's everywhere.
And they'll put him where he belongs.
It's beautiful and shining every day.
Can I get one?
Everyone has a small spot of dinosaur deep within
them. Laugh and laugh as a dinosaur disappears.
Bring mine out. Teach me how
to
do that.
Well, first you go and get some Little Debbie snap cakes.
Who?
Sure thing, Jack.
Little Debbie snap cakes.
Little Debbie snap cakes.
Yes, we used to watch her go to school. Let's watch this film as she
and
goes
Debbie
to school
snack cakes
to meet her friends.
Together at last.
No, beams on us all.
You're making her cry.
No. Beans not
you gotta
here.
Stop. Don't cry.
Give her some more beans.
Give her a dinosaur. Give her that spotted one over there.
There's one in every box.
Yeah, there's two now.
There's one on
there's
the floor.
There's four.
Oh, it's on that.
Okay, that's all you got. Thanks.
Okay, that was a warm tarantula hidden by the under the warm beer can in the edge of the cooler.
A tarantula of the mind, not a real thing, but a hallucination from the depths of a disordered psyche.
Okay, put the women back in the wagons. It's a tarantula of the mind.
It's one of them 9-pound spiders we've been having.
Look at that.
No, don't look at it.
The laughing spider can paralyze with its insane, inhuman chuckle.
God, it's almost got a mouth.
Doctor, how can we get the spider back in the cage?
So
we can't convince it to do anything. We can only use brute force. That's all it understands.
It's a new kind of laundry detergent. I used it one time. I got rid of all them spiders. There were lots of them before I used that stuff.
Just pour some on his abdomen there.
Oh, right. It's shriveling up. Yeah, don't listen to it
it's
laugh. I don't think
dark.
It's too funny.
It's wacky. It's goofy. It's wild.
I think we should take one of them and put them in little packages where the little dinosaurs used to be and fool somebody.
It's
But all those kids think they're going to get a little dinosaur friend, and instead they get some massive goo from inside of a spider.
Spider. It was awful. And then Jimmy ate some.
I saw a monster with two eyes that made me...
Imagine that you have the pipe in your mouth.
The new radio show.
And that Connie and all the children are gathered around you in actual criminal acts.
And most important,
the way these crimes could have been avoided.
Crime Busters is
not... That's what you have to think about.
Really?
Yeah, it's not live.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Good idea.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's start again. The scary, scary show started.
Could this be? Could this have happened here in our country
so many minutes ago?
Look at his fingernails.
This show?
Where?
There was always something a little bit odd about Eddie.
Yes, the spider had glass legs.
How come you guys get to see everything and I'm always stuck back here?
Well,
okay, look.
Move up to the front seat.
Oh, Nameless Sludge, my favorite brand.
Yes, Nameless brand sludge, makers of fine cornmeal mush and spider parts.
And laundry detergent everywhere.
Get that sludge away from me.
For your dinner party.
Grandpa Atkins moved down the hallway.
Oh, I've been here before. Seems very familiar.
But, Doctor, how do we stimulate the monster with the electricity?
We must attach the electrodes to the ends of the spinnerets, those long, pulpy bodies extending from the end of the abdomen.
But it has no surface.
Then we must use suction clamps. You first, Doctor. I left my false teeth back at the hotel.
I think we have to...
Hey!
And if it's a religion that involves a dead man on a stick, well, so much the better.
Don't get too near that chicken wire. She can lash out with those legs of hers.
It's old chicken, too. It's got sludge on it. I told you the spider loves it, and it was going to eat it up.
That's how the sludge got there.
Oh, no, it's Nameless Sludge. Look, if you just put a little bit on you right there.
Don't put it on me. Besides, this is the Nameless
Sludge. Guys, look at his hand.
What? I killed him. Blink and light.
Too bad.
Cut off.
What's going on? I feel so stinky.
What?
To clarify. We'll be trying that call again. Yeah. And here we go as the phone booth is taken off to heaven.
Look at that.
And here's heaven for phone booths anyway.
Yes.
Mark is
Mark can see it.
In heaven... Everything is fine in heaven. Everything is fine in heaven. Everything is fine. You've got your good thing, and I've got mine. Everybody in heaven. Everything is fine in heaven. Everything is fine in heaven. Everything is fine. You've got your good thing, and I've got mine. In heaven, everything is fine. Yes, here in heaven, nobody will ever try to sell you life insurance.
No, but you can have any kind of shoe you want. Everything's
it's like real pretty.
No, everything's
clean. This is spider heaven.
Heaven
for us. You see the little
wrapped up.
We don't belong.
Oh my gosh, shoe heaven.
Yes,
I finally arrived.
Here, even the Kennedys could be happy.
Shoe heaven, my God, I can have the hairstyles I want. And then there will be that endless nameless sludge.
Yes,
then
your the next
nameless sludge
and ever and ever.
Had its own little bells and orchestra.
You're listening to the nameless sludge.
Welcome to Nameless Sludge.
Come to me. Nameless sludge on my knee. Oh, nameless sludge all over the floor.
FCC. Howdy, Nameless Sludge. Don't worry about the echo. That'll wear off after a couple days.
Those is little that the name of a rock group? Sludge and Bob?
The Haunted Sludge.
Then
Kitty Sludge.
The Bodulin Sludge Sisters. Hey, Sludge and Jack.
Yeah.
We sludge now.
Man.
We sludge, baby.
We be sludging.
Sludge on down now.
We be sludging.
Yeah.
Sludge on down.
We be sludging.
Sludge
on down.
Hey, we be sludge.
Gina, sit down.
It's a good thing there's so much sludge here.
Hand me another one of those butter martinis.
Wow, Roscoe, I never knew it could be anything
like
this.
I like the way you sip that sludge.
Sure to tickle you.
Those sludge floats look pretty palatable.
You got some sludge on your upper lip.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I'll wipe it off.
Here, use this tile from the floor.
It's kind of cute.
Okay. It won't come off.
Gina has sludge
it's
all over.
It's magic sludge.
Right,
magic sludge. Look, this sludge plays music. This sludge yells. Sludge.
It's getting out of control.
Sludge, yeah.
Sludge. They're sludge. Sludging out.
Now the callers are marched out into the square. Go, little callers. See, they throw their phones around in a decorative manner.
This is Dr. Breather, and I want to marry you.
He went away. What do you
they
think?
They all went away. It scares the show when you do that.
Sorry about that, but we were sludging along late at night.
Highly now.
Grim reality.
Stop it! What do you want anyway?
Well,
get that thing away from me!
I wish you. Come
on. For Christ's sake.
And later, after it's edited, you're gone from the show. Things will be real nice.
Enough sludge for everyone, okay? I told you I've been ordering my sludge from this place forever. Now I can't get any.
What's
wrong? Everybody's trying to sludge for you.
I don't know. It's people that scream. It's just greed for sludge and spiders and spotted dinosaurs on this show.
I'm just about to have a
greed. Greed, greed, plain and simple for sludge and spotted dinosaurs and everything, and I'm tired of it.
You know, I agree. Are you the last person who used this sludge master? Then you have to clean out the bowl.
No, I was not. Thank you, please, sir.
There's so many damn people using this sludge machine. You can't possibly.
If this country was run right, we could have enough sludge for everybody.
But don't be mistaken. Those double-edged rows of serrated teeth, surrounded by rasping tentacles, each with its radula, can inflict a painful nip.
It lies with us and no one else. Okay, how other folks shall take it. It's what we do and what we say and how we live each passing day that makes it big or makes it small or even worse than none at all. A name just stands for what we are. It's what we choose to make it. And that's the way and only way that other folks will take it. So sludge!
Insert card, please, for permission to enter station.
Sludge, honey.
Sludge. That's right there.
You skipped ahead again.
That's on my page 5. I don't know what page you're
collated. Page, you're supposed to be on page 7.
Who collated this stuff?
Well, shoot, go back to 7 and win.
The writer has the right to make some alterations.
But the artist has the right to interpret. I mean, the artistic soul is coming out. I feel it, and that's what I was talking about when I was trying to invoke the spirit of sludge. It's coming like this.
Where are you?
And the wonderful water around you curled, and the wonderful grass upon your breast. World, you are beautifully dressed.
Oh, it makes my heart shake. Oh, my heart shaking too.
My heart shaking too.
Where's Gene? God, how gross.
Radio spiders.
It's not gross. You have to get used to tolerating differences. That's what we teach in the church.
So does anybody know anything about dogs here?
How are you?
No, we're talking about sludge.
You sabotaged my operation, you miserable idiot.
That's right.
Don't cry. Security measures, old boy.
You just need education, okay? We're talking about sludge.
President Reagan will talk these crazy kids out of sludging.
No, sludging is the new national pastime, don't you know? A dinosaur in every box. Sludge
in every pot. Apparently he's hung up on us.
Good.
You know, I tried a lot of that. Did my pants all
come off? Oh, God.
Give me a napkin. Oh, my God.
Oh, we like that sludge.
And don't be afraid to ride a sludge board.
Cast the sludge,
baby. Just land in soft and delicate sludge.
Woo, what is it? Is this that new sludge? What brand is it?
You blundering idiot.
It's good.
You know, I tried a lot of that. Did my pants all come off? Oh, God. Oh my God, your new white t-shirt, that's just...
We'll see.
Oh,
we can put a little...
We have a toxic sludge spill.
I'm afraid you're going to have to both climb in this barrel so we can seal it.
Well, look, none got on
me. Let me out. You can let me out.
No, you too. You stood too close to them.
I was just in here. None got on me. Let me out.
Doesn't matter.
No, I can't stay in here without them.
This station only allows 2 parts per bird. I'm afraid you've had more than your share.
But that's not what we're here to talk about.
Lies.
For a while, I wasn't here. For a while, I was underground. For a while, I missed something. Which album is this from?
I object. Irrelevant, immaterial, inconsequential.
A gauntlet.
Yes, as the funereal show moved down the street. The shrouds of the show. What was left of the show?
Hear them crying because just like you, they're going to have to go to work a couple of hours.
But Mama's ears are cold. Now don't let me touch him, please.
Hush, don't make so much noise.
Like
that old man will get angry.
Mommy, look, look at Granddaddy. That spider is on him. The one that will
hide your eyes away. Don't look at that old spider.
Oh, yeah, they're starting to hide.
Mommy, the traumatized children watched the inky black spider creep down over their grandfather's polished brow, but they dared not wake the old man.
The reason they could not wake him was he could not be waked.
The spider had done its deadly work.
Yes, he had already quaked.
Same spider, we had seen.
Oh, it is nasty, honey, but it's a part of life. I don't care if that's the last time I'm ever going to
do it. Yes, the spider with a pipe.
Good morning, what happened?
Well, you see, it just got out of hand, and I had this knife in my hand, and I didn't know what to do.
Oh, you're the guy that stabbed the film.
That's right. Yeah,
of the guy that shot dogs.
You know, I get outrageous when they start, you know, skipping frames on me, and
I
go crazy.
I understand. Yeah, I can understand that.
You know, it's like getting a record with a scratch in it.
Think only happy thinking. Think only happy thinking. Think only happy thinking. Think only happy thinking.
That's the best idea you've
ever
had,
right? Yeah, well, that's about as close as we can get to a description of this horridly disfigured
wonderful little boots cat.
Dr. Gary, you know what's happened here?
Yes, I think the Church of Venus hit new low.
No, he's jealous of the urinary canine.
You think so?
Well, it's Sludge Buckets the Donuts. This is one show the listeners long remember.
That relates to sludge in every pot. If we can just stir up the masses, they can have sludge in their own pots by their own hard work and goodwill towards all men.
Just about everybody gets a real good deal here at Sludge World.
Don't we have to do a station ID at some point?
I won't do it.
I won't do it either.
You
can't make that.
Or we can help build an empire. An empire such as the world.
Who let these Romans in here?
Has anyone got any Rome away? We can just spray these little Romans out of existence.
Romelor.
Whoosh, whoosh went the little Romans around the room backwards until they were just flat little things with their little eyes poking out. Yes, that's how we got rid of that empire and the next empire and the next empire. In fact, that's why we came up with Dobbs, who was a flat guy. Okay, now we'll throw him away and start the next show. Hello.
Think only happy thinking. Think only happy thinking.
Help us find it.
There they go.
Okay. Here's somebody that may be able to help you. Dismal Radio.
Yeah, hi, I'm the scanner. Please program me.
All right. Now let's bring the caller into the station now and try to remove that bad thought from his head.
The guy is a walking psycho ward.
Yes, he is a walking psycho ward. The Berkeley Marina, you know, you can skate to scrape the slime off the docks. You can use it for your show.
I think he's been doing that a long time and he smokes that slime.
This is caused by finding a dead animal, its limbs contorted, and its body hideously bloated, lying in its straw, in its stable, while a chaco busily stridulates from the pile of straw. It might seem like a case of cause and effect.
Well, would you quit your job?
The answer is absolutely yes.
What do you mean?
Yes, now they're passing the famous St. Blotulism Cathedral.
St. Localization. There's Governor Reagan again.
In a more terrifying incarnation as the spirit of salami and liberty.
It's the Channel 7 news team who thought this was the funniest thing.
Yeah, it's the Now a Go-Go swinging action news team. And look, a mermaid being pulled on a little wagon.
They sure do include a little plastic dinosaur in every box.
How nice, by a sea monster who's really scary at everything.
That was obliging.
Tastes good, doesn't it?
Camp and show, huh? Concentration camping's more like it. Why aren't you doing something about the shape of the world today instead of talking to damn fools like us?
Yeah, sure. That's the way we like it.
The sleep may be clean from this lodge.
Cool. Looks like everyone's supposed to
is there? Could you pass me your best frozen spinach, please?
No, I'm sorry. All we have are these frozen spiders.
Darn it.
Frozen spiders wrapped in spinach.
Her legs chip off real easy when they're frozen like that, though.
Oh, I bet that would be the cutest snack you could serve.
Yeah, you can just kind of crumple it up, and it's kind of garny.
Oh, that spider
is really nice. It's like finger food, except it's leg food.
Exactly.
Oh, that's so nice.
And today we're bringing you spider flambé.
Oh, I like that. Oh, I like that a lot.
Welcome to Subgenius Cooking World, yes?
I'm going to tell the rest of the girls in my coffee.
Today, cooking with insects. Just look at these beautiful crickets. You can tell by the softness of the upper shell.
It seems the insect cooking class
are fresh.
Yes, a work of art by Mother Nature.
Can you freeze them, though?
Doctor, do you pull the legs off before you start cooking? What a madhouse
it
was.
A lot of these spiders are on sale at many grocery stores at this time of the year. I can't believe that by now at many of the
Hey, come on.
Now that we've eaten, let's go smurfing.
Yeah.
Smurfing, yeah. Sludging, baby. Woo!
Yeah, it's a sludge party.
Sludge party.
You're looking good, Wendy.
Welcome to the sludge party.
World
of radio.
We're having a good time down here, aren't we?
The
gently drifted
by the world of sludge.
Clock radio is
universe of sludge.
Return to your own world. World of
sludge.
Starring
Lon Chaney Jr.
Cosmos of sludge.
Tired oldsters run in panic.
That's right.
Incomprehensible.
Governor Reagan. Governor of the world, that is. And his press corps here.
The acting governor and the reacting press corps here engage in a realistic contretemps. And there's a plastic dinosaur in every package. Look at that tongue. 6 feet of slime.
Don't the ladies love it?
The balloon ascension seems to be occurring behind our president.
Is restricted from moving toward the public at too fast a rate.
They are beautiful.
And they are temporary.
Another spin-off of the Puzzling Evidence Project. Say, some of these people are, well...
Oh, my.
Terrifying.
Yes, these are aliens, and they've come to visit.
Cosmos of sludge.
It all began
cosmos
back in the...
Cosmos of sludge.
World of sludge.
That's what we can call our
just what does it mean?
What is that one blinking light?
Yes.
Maybe you think you saw some
Yoda.
Beast, creature, werewolf, flying saucer, whatever it was.
Get a ball peen hammer out.
But
strike it against you.
Corresponding roughly.
Short question.
You're back in the old religion.
We recommend sludge cleaner.
This is the new show. Yeah, see, every year they shed their skin like a 10-pound spider.
I didn't know
you
that.
You want a queasy steam
either.
Jammer.
Yeah, or use the queasy art.
By the way, I'm also a fan of those wasps that sting tarantulas, and they lay their eggs inside their living bodies, which slowly burrow their way through their abdomen.
Well, delicious, but we're a little bit bigger than they are.
Anyway, my question is...
He thought we were kidding.
My question is, as you once again get off the subject...
Well, it doesn't matter because you're fired. Next caller.
This is the time of the year.
My face is on fire.
We're on KPFA.
Well,
we're
goodbye, all you guys.
Just keep doing it.
All I got to say is just...
This is just an announcement.
Just keep
this
up
is not the
work.
Show. This is just
bye.
An announcement. Yeah, the wasp...
trying to get off free, huh?
That's how this show works. See, it sneaks up behind you, opens your head, lays its eggs inside your brain. And they grow the rest of the week. They grow until Friday morning.
We hope you're enjoying yourself. Here on Sludge Comfort Theater, and we've got a lot more interesting
come
sludge.
Come on down to Sludge Comfort Theater. We've got a lot of sludge down here for all of you.
Yes.
It's on sale and cheap every day. We're
just
open 10 to 5.
It's like real quality stuff, like the real special kind of stuff, like none of this lowbrow sludge.
You can see Sludgella here and Sludge Arena and be
amazing this hour of the morning.
They ought to blow all those campgrounds up. That's what I say.
Well, would you quit your job?
The answer is absolutely. Absolutely yes.
What do you mean no? You're fired. Next caller.
We won't stay long with everyone. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, you're crazy too. Well, I guess it's time to take the old doctor away.
I will help you.
No, Tarkor, like him
off until next week.
No, Tarkor, want to be subgenius? Yes.
Habit. Tarkor is just a little bit slow.
Back.
Oh no! It's not this show.
Well, I recommend you.
If it's not one thing, it's another. Don't be alarmed.
Now, these sludge creatures, werewolves, whatever you want to call them, must have some weakness. Some way of being destroyed, and if the professor could only think of that in time.
Yes, how can we help him? How can we help that professor make up his mind about what is the worst weakness of the Yakutizma sludge monster?
They're very sensitive, right below their navel.
Rub the sludge into your scalp. Use a semicircular sawing motion.
Yes. These scientists work day and night to put these tapes together. Just to fill up these night
airwaves.
Doug,
don't believe it. Look at the boredom dial. It's going way out of control.
I can't. Stupidometer seems to have pegged out. Stay to the top.
Caution.
Feels so good to get your face in it.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
It's about the fighting Jesus, the Jesus that isn't.
Am I speaking to God?
No, I'm a little heliopter boy. I'm just a little Dr. Bofam. I'm helpless and harmless. I couldn't hurt a fly.
Doctor, the pressure in our continuity tank is completely falling away.
Then it's time to feel the soothing pink interpenetration.
Remember, these are not reality. These are hallucinations. Deadly dreams to be avoided at all costs.
That's right. Is your radio on?
Yes, it is. I can hear myself right now.
Oh, isn't it scary? Show.
Yeah,
they show more than
that. Never mind.
Let me see that map.
Look, the oil light's starting to flash.
Oh, no.
There's a sludge in the car. We're low on our sludge. Mommy.
No mercy tonight.
Daddy.
Spiders.
Yeah. Daddy, why are you looking at
the windows? Roll up the windows, kids. Faster.
That's right, kids. Roll up the windows.
I see it now. Look at those eyes.
If we keep the glass up, they can't get in, kids. Just sit toward the center of the car and just...
Look at the suction cup.
Okay, let's everybody sing a song. Don't worry about...
We are marching to Pretoria. We are Pretoria. We are marching to Pretoria. Pretoria. Hooray! Are they gone?
Yeah, as soon as they started hearing that awful singing, they left.
In fact, this scenario just died before it even started.
Here in the future, we'll have all kinds of sludge for home and industrial uses. We'll have sludge in plastic disposable containers and sludge that fills up your bathtub so you can lie undulating in a soft, creamy mat. Yes, we'll have sludge all kinds of all seasons.
As what you're doing right now, are you trying to make it seem like don't really know what you're doing? My AM lights are going on.
Yeah, we're going to take over all the airwaves soon.
The only station brave enough to put this on the air.
Huh? In the Bible. Yeah, go back to sleep. We're sorry, we got the wrong number.
Huh?
It always works that way.
So you gentlemen seem very intelligent.
It's just all the cappuccinos we don't drink.
That's right, and it's our parents in that little motel room. We're trying to be funny so they'll still like us.
And then where would we all be?
I hope you realize you're close to getting yourself into very serious trouble.
Yes.
There are laws about this.
Well, it doesn't matter because I'm going to quit. Then the laws won't apply to me either.
And what I would prescribe for you, young man, is hot salts and an opening, forcible if necessary, of the third nostril.
I'm 35 years old.
That's convincing and confusing. But we haven't time to deal with trivialities. What we need to ask is, what does the subgenius church mean to you?
The subgenius church means to me the salvation of the entire human race.
I'm sorry, that does not cut the mustard.
Wait a minute.
Okay, Bean there, hi.
The subgenius church means to me sleepless Friday nights.
Wait, I'm puzzling evidence, and I'm on the show, but I'm on the phone, so I don't...
And sludge is economical.
Oh, yes, you checked it twice. Did you use it once? Use it again.
Vast crowds of people have had their lives immeasurably improved by the use of this new wonder material. You can use it on your floor, you can use it on your door, you can use it on your head, you can use it in your bed. It's sludge.
Sludge. We love it.
You can use it after school, you can use it on your tools, you can use it on your wheels, you can use it in your meals. It's sludge.
Sludge in the bath, and sludge everywhere. We won't pull around. Just sludge. Caution.
$4 million.
$4 million?
What's a million dollar?
It never had it, it never will.
Huh?
Yeah, it's all right. Well, don't forget to listen in 25 and a half hours to Mobius Rex this show.
And puzzling evidence.
criminal
some
dookie.
Sort of poopy.
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
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 Hi there. Are we flying yet?
No, yes. You're not on the air.
No, you are. You're in the pilot seat, as we see.
We're in the pilot seat.
Into the show.
That's right. You now no, controlling the show.
But the Martians keep reading my mind with microwaves.
Well, they keep reading.
Oh, I'm afraid to tell you, those aren't Martians.
Now let's open our book, and this time we'll read the story together.
You should know by now I can always tell when you're lying.
Spooky night. The clock struck four. I heard a knock on my closet door.
Close the door.
When I looked in,
good advice.
You
should have listened.
It
would have helped.
It's the truth.
Hey, listen, this tape's got subliminal forward.
I'll bet it does.
By 1963, you should have believed not to believe the gold cards.
I see.
You're just listening to Calyx, man. I can tell you're listening to War of the Worlds.
It's an entirely different show, borrowed from a normal show that's usually assassinating rhythms left and right on this show.
And now we're just assassinating you.
Helicopters and parachuting doctors can often get into wilderness areas in a remarkably short time.
And inexplicably on the Vision Magic videotape, there's the assassin playing drums moments later.
Magnetized. But need the money, so send some money in the KPFA. I mean, they really need the money.
No, but I don't want to send money to them. I want to send it to you.
We have plenty of money. We're talking about the only base barrier station that really needs it. We're all millionaires. We just do this.
Can I give you drugs?
There they are now. I'll thank you to get that, Doctor. My hands are covered with soap suds and phlegm.
Yeah, sure, Doc, whatever.
Doctors are also avid campers.
Listen, what time do you go on?
Oh, am I on?
Oh! Yes, of course. So we all praise Bob. And Bob prays on us.
Well, you see, this is the new me.
No. I like the old you better, because the old you was dead, Doctor, and it smelled worse, but it was funnier.
Well, you know, it's like when I walk along the beach in my bare feet.
Never be in a rush to move a seriously injured person.
Thank you.
Watch it. You're going to electrocute yourself.
You're questioning bugs on a transformer of your Lionel train set?
You're giving me all these stupid callers who don't
Well, right. Oh, I see. Okay.
Keep you alive. Feel superior.
Okay, smart caller. Go ahead. Give him the answer.
Just do the ubangi.
Nice, huh? Okay.
Well,
I have to go. You have to lower your resource. I'm winding myself up now. I'm going to get in the car and drive back.
I've only forgotten the ship. It's a little
resume. Why do they never go away? They keep talking about going away. They never go away. Come on, please go away, caller. Oh, go ahead. You can be the DJ.
No, I want to make the donation.
Okay, we're all going to go home now. No, you just be the DJ.
I'm going to give you money.
Will you stop thinking in there? Stop listening.
Yes. It was time for the caller's legal
advisor. Okay, I'm your legal advisor.
Working for the law every night and day.
Look not directly upon the bleeding head.
The bleeding head of Arnold Palmer.
But
yes, he's 18 by 24.
Yes, and 6 feet under, too. But that's neither here nor there. It's the bare necessities I'm speaking of, the bare feet that I walk along the beach with when I sort of mellow out.
You can kill me later with a feather, but yes, it is kind of like a grim joke.
I mean, you won't be
reality. Here's as everybody dies together peacefully.
Trying
to be friends. Simultaneously.
Bring peace to the earth, but let's count
on blessings while we can. And the
missing
blood.
Talking about golf? Everybody down on the floor.
Oh my God.
Give me five.
bugs have to be made to divulge the answer.
Why do they call it a thumbscrew? That's not his thumb.
Oh, that's not right. That's not what we had in mind at all. You're right. We didn't give anybody a chance to give you the right advice you need. Right, caller?
Marcus Wallery needs goodbye sandals.
Yeah, the goodbye sandals. Hello.
Who cares?
There you go.
Bob. Even the spiders turn back in disgust.
Yes, here in the inquinsible octocast
to the rescue of the show. Yes, the continuity doctors will now inject the show with a little bit of the special.
Okay, guys, time for continuity. Here we go.
Okay, here we go.
If Squeebert is rearrested, we can kiss our ass goodbye.
Skull crushers, yes.
Get your fingers off.
It gives you the puzzling evidence feeling of squishing the little heads for 5 cents between your fingers. Mush, mush go the little heads, and a strawberry red cream comes from the eyes and mouth. I can do it. Here I'll go. Smush. I will do it. I'll do it again. Smush. It only costs 5 cents a little hit. And then you can eat it.
Pass me a little bit of that continuity, bro.
Katie caught up with Red Stick. Hold it, Red Stick. I want to talk to you.
Sorry, waitress, bring me some continuity sauce, please.
Can I have it? Once again, seeing the chipmunk beach party obscured and obliterated by the attack of the giant lobsters from the sea.
I'd like to show everyone else's ordering except no beans and easy on the rice.
Stay tuned for further developments. This is radio.
Hey, our listeners have been staying tuned for further developments for over 2 years now.
Okay. Can I speak to the doctor?
Okay. Doctor's listening.
Okay.
So we're hanging out and rapping with these young people at one of their sludge pits out here.
Look at the way they're filling syringes up with sludge. And checking right into their radios.
Sludge molecules appear.
It doesn't seem to matter that they can't touch the actual sludge. It's just being near in the proximity to the sludge that turns them on.
Subconsciously thinking about the pit of all sludge in its hole.
Going off to your sludge job for your sludge pay.
Yes, that's when time ends. And
doctor who will intercede for us to the excess of Bob is dead.
Let's not discuss
his
minor theological
quiddities. Well, puzzling evidence will and his kids. They'll kill him by 1998.
Now. Pick a number and I got you.
And you'll find out where we hid the case of subgenius whiskey. If you follow these instructions, you may be able to find our hidden case.
$50,000 case of old pipe.
400,000 paces that's west. Right.
Do I always have to do this sort of thing to earn my old pipe?
Then
subgenius whiskey?
300
only in America, ladies and gentlemen.
Then wake up, little nap.
Only in Berkeley, California.
Wake up, little nap.
Operators are standing by.
Yes, spooky, spooky, spooky things are happening then. Spooky Subdini show. On a scary different night. And the little heads flew around and around and around real fast. Really scared everybody.
It's not simply
the fishes and the birds play peculiar games. We're hearing the unknown interloper trying to break his way into the show.
Through the details of every broadcasting technique.
1,000 miles from the atmosphere.
Don't listen to him. That's our lawyer.
You won't need your wallet here. 1,000 miles
from the atmosphere. You've got my wallet.
You won't need your wallet here. 1,000 miles from the atmosphere.
In the background, you can hear the spooky unfolding of the spider cooking show.
These spiders are cooking with photoelectric gases out here against
the sea. It's real pretty, but it's all the spiders are gone.
Okay, just die. How do you get away from there? Mommy, by injecting them with a horrible type of sludge that
the thing, can you take it?
Their bodies to
Mommy, it's
sludge.
Turning ugly again. It was beautiful for one, now it's turning ugly.
The honey, thing, hush. Next 12 miles.
When it gets ugly like this,
the thing, how do you
stop and see it?
I told
the thing,
you not to
cherry cider for sale.
Son of thing, daughter like. Of
thing. Thing two, thing three, night of thing, day of thing.
Son of thing, and I was a teenage thing for fun and profit for the FBI on my summer
the thing,
vacation.
Comfort stations thing. Ahead.
Thing sludge,
$1
and a
the
hand.
Thing, gas, food, lodging, and thing, 12 miles.
In sludge optional.
Thing bingo.
Well, how about it, kids? Should we turn off and go see the thing? Okay, you kids, all right, simmer down. Confine your shenanigans to the rumpus room and keep it down to a dull roar.
Look up
can
ahead.
We get some
we'll turn it over.
Can we get some sludge divinity down?
Look up ahead.
Sludge. Hey, Just calm down. It's just a mirage. It's nothing could be that big, is it?
Everything's cheap. It's cheap. It's cheap. Everything's cheap. Everything's cheap. Everything's cheap.
They wanted to know more things. I just got dizzier. I said, I don't remember. My more book. Pile upon pile of puzzling evidence becomes apparent to this hour.
Caution.
Remember, your tape recorder, it doesn't matter what the other guy thinks about you, as long as you're convinced
that only what you say can possibly be correct.
I don't know what they mean.
This has been a great deal. You have private individual critiques of your progress and personal growth. Now I'm going to take you back to our number one announcer. Have some frop slime devil with creative potential.
Yes, it was watching Time Bandits over 8 times in a row that did it to these people. You have to be there this early. But of course, you know, when Popeye sings, individual critiques of your progress and personal
direction of your efforts. Hey, what's that mean?
It's like you guys are coming in clear over here for some reason.
Because you're modern.
Yeah, because we're modern, eh?
I'm sorry, but it just came off me. I have to.
Yeah, okay, me too. You hold up that end of the show over there. Okay, yeah, just here, hold it here. Don't drop it. Think of something funny. We'll be right back.
It's going to explode if you drop it.
It's serious for 20 seconds, so I just wanted to say
it's a big
program I always choose to get to. It helps to validate my sense of humor. It makes me feel that there are other sick people with sense of humor out there.
Sixth sense of humor. It's more like no sense of humor.
Sixth sense.
Dollars and cents, and that's all we're concerned about here.
Oh, well, that's what happened. And what did happen on the bridge?
Well, we were on the Love Craft, clinking 27,000 cocktail glasses with a multi-armed being, and suddenly everything went dark. The control room tilted, and we fell against the beautiful new extra sauna, activating the mechanism involuntarily.
Look, he fell into the bargain pit. Look, all the bargains are eating him up. It's horrible. It's a shopper's nightmare. Mommy, you told me that sales were good, and now look,
same as last time.
You might wonder indeed how they're ever going to get out of the bargain pit alive. We'll go back to our exciting show, The Bargain Pit, in a moment, after a word from our distended sponsor.
Try to be honest and not bloated with rectitude.
Really bad.
I don't think they would
necessarily
see it.
Something's wrong here. And
everybody sees different things when they look at things
up,
in reality.
Down,
that's pretty straightforward.
Well, I suppose we can play here with The Bargain Pit, but we'll have to have some calls in on that subject. In a desert without money, in a studio without equipment, in a world without slack. But you can help.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're here in a world without slack now.
You can wear your hair to the
sludge. Your holographic
I'm going to have it in kind of a sludge do.
Swell folks down here at the station.
A world without really slack. Cute. Listening to my friends babble on about
you have been
these unimportant
things. Show without pity on Millionaire Metier. Join us tonight when the showboat meets the show people at the Center of Fear.
New headphones.
Interesting.
I know.
At Hugh Headphones Showboat Mansion.
Well, that always chases the callers off. Yes. All you have to do is mention throwing money away, and the callers disappear like little mushrooms shriveling back up underneath the hot sun.
We'll be right back. I'm serious. We will be right back.
Am I in here?
You may open your ears now and begin to let the show inside your brain. If you let too much in, you may die. If you don't let enough in, we may come to your house and eat everything in your refrigerator.
That guy is,
What? Huh?
That guy is a walking psycho ward.
Oh, okay, well,
yeah, well. That's about the best way I could put it.
Okay, well, then let's listen to him for a minute.
This
suck the blood of the fishes.
My brain pan is dipping and my eyesight is failing and my feet there are not.
And now we're going to go to Channel 4.
Look at that. Typical. Distension of the extremities, the grotesque spacing of the phalanges.
But for the true story of that space voyage, you must subscribe to our irregular service.
What's he talking about?
I don't know or understand what you're talking about, he said.
Squeak bird!
Yeah, what are you listening to?
What?
Wait, I think you're listening to a power drill. We're on the radio.
Hey, I never held that.
We're on the other side of the room, over here. What if Squeakbird's rearrested?
I'm not familiar with that.
You better learn fast because Bob Dobbs is no longer cool.
Just tell me these things.
It's all right. Oh, well.
We've been on this show for 2.5 years now trying to tell you about Bob Dobbs. Now we're done talking about Bob Dobbs.
Yeah, and I have a little song for you.
J.R. Squeakbird. You've been there
for 2.5 years, but I mean, I've only been here for 10 minutes.
A lot of catching up to do.
I chopped off Bob's pipe, but then I admitted it, and my dad gave me a cherry tree. Everybody thinks he will be exhumed and exempt from X Day.
I mean, they're going to leave me out of it, aren't they? I didn't want to hurt anyone.
Well, I tell you what, I chopped off one of Dobbs' feet at that damn show, and I got it in a suitcase at home, and I'm going to show. I got a piece of Bob. I'm going to show the X's.
Of course, you should go to your record store and ask for some albums by the band that dare not speak its name, and Half Doctors on the Clam Show, which is an important new band. It's an offshoot of some of the worst bands in the world.
And you know those Bank of America pays for that band.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when they have to.
That's right. They pay us not to play.
But he's
real strong.
Where? There's not one.
It kind of makes you feel comfortable.
Time and time again, if you pack the sludge, pack a tablecloth. I have just had it. I have had it. I have had it. I have had it.
They're taking apart their furniture now,
Mommy,
and there are cat fights in the back.
Give
a fella a
Daddy,
break.
Give Mommy one of the spiders. She likes it when you give her one of those to eat. She's always picking
yes,
on
Mom
me.
Yes, Mom can eat a whole 10-pound spider inside of 15
spider.
Minutes.
I don't like spiders.
Mom
I
eats
don't
a spider.
Have...
Shut up.
She eats one of those Swanson spiders.
Yes, we this is a now with
nice
his family.
Expensive restaurant.
The now a go-go, jazz a go-go generation.
Spider. I work all week.
So crazy
spider.
Cool, so hip,
yes,
so pop.
Yes, welcome to the spider family.
So,
they're hip,
so
they're cool,
you
and they argue for almost 23
you're
hours
your
a day.
Own, you are
human
just
time,
hey,
that
you
is.
You know that ass like without sludge, without spiders, without a picnic table?
You just wait, little young miss. You just wait till you've got to go to the prom.
Hold it, hold it. There's somebody at the door.
Honey, be quiet.
Who ordered a large sludge?
We got a spider here. Who wants?
I do.
Okay, that's $8.95.
You're going to sign for him? Listen, you're going to have to take care of that thing.
Look at them. Make sure everything's hit.
I
can't let both know how to sign. Last spider you signed.
Come on,
for
I got to make another delivery.
Oh, there it is. I was looking all over for it because it contains the theme song to the show. Well, we'll just have to play it in a little while. In fact, we have a funny little mix we can do just for you, the listener.
Ow. Oh, that was pretty funny, huh?
Yes,
that's
this is our special party mix.
Big old scratch right in the center of your brain because that'll separate the brain from the funny part. You'll be able to speak on the show if you call.
This is Radio Me.
Become your own.
Radio
class.
Me.
Yes, it was Radio Me.
Hey, this is Radio Me.
I said this was Radio Me.
Now, hey, it's Radio Them.
This is Moo Radio.
Just your own favorite stuff.
First everything was so nice and good. They were.
These are indications for those of you in Berkeley who are unquote hip or hip. You know
do
what's
you
going
suppose
on here. Uh-oh. Start the show over again.
If Squeakbird is rearrested, we can kiss our ass goodbye.
Hey, that anybody want to hear the Save Old Collar?
That robot. I never get tired of it. Let's listen to it for a minute.
Got shivers up and down my spine.
What do you mean? What do you mean? We've got some of the hottest psychic investigators working on this case.
Who would believe that Tiny Cipher can feel just like you and I?
Involved in taking that little piece of plastic garbage.
I have complaint in my office about you people. Someone has been handing out placebos at the back door.
Philos? No, that's a character, not something.
Well, the problem is that the dosage is way above what's recommended by
right.
The...
Yeah, the Overman levels, right?
Yes. We're broadcasting. You can't have this anymore, gentlemen.
And you're gone.
Hey, I understand your show's going to be syndicated.
Yeah.
It's worldwide right now.
This is listener-censored radio. We've got to give them all the help we can. But go ahead.
What radio station is this?
You're gone.
You know, we don't have to stay up and be boring like this. We could be at home asleep. Even more boring.
When the sun sinks under the world's red rim, and the river fades till it's just a stem, and the trees are dark where the shadows lie, then they go lie.
They brought out the spider.
Go by.
I think so.
They held it over me. Yeah.
If you have a spider anecdote you'd like to get off your chest, or just keep that spider away. Piece of spider lore,
call Peterson at
848. I was all confused.
So when is it going to be fun?
I knew I had to get back to the station.
They tell you, it's never fun in Sludge World.
What is it you're doing down there? I don't know. I'm all confused.
We'll sift the copyright.
What's it sound like we're doing?
Thinking aloud.
Yeah, well, we're just kind of, you know, staring at the ceiling and drifting away.
Too much noise. In a cloud of thought and fantasy.
Yeah.
Yes, there's a big mystery down there, and they've gone to unravel it.
That's true, and I hope they don't leave the wrapper all over the state park.
Yes, there have been spider sightings in Yosemite.
Put them on the bed. They're the tiny naked ladies, and they're not just in my head.
Some people,
they
are in my head. Usually, sometimes we're actually funny.
Well, I just want to know if you do this every night.
Yeah, we do. Not here, though.
Not here.
Sometimes in
other
cities.
We do this all the time, actually.
Well, what time do you do it at night or in the morning?
When we get up in the morning, and usually we stop when we go to sleep at night.
All of you, do you all sleep at the same time?
Yeah. All together we do it sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Well, good luck, honey. Real good luck.
When does it get fun?
The president.
Oh, in a while.
The president's in charge. Are calling me.
When it's all over, then it's really fun.
The drums are calling me. Ooh, wait, look, Wendy's all over there.
I must go.
Look at her eyes.
They want me.
This is,
I can hear them.
Just let go.
They want me.
Relax.
I must go to them.
Drift. Float away.
I must go.
Look at her. Recline on a soft, smoky pillow.
Oh, my God. Look at that filmy substance on her.
They say that the Mokele Mbembe has been in Lake Ukabalabonga, where the Mokele Mbembe has recently been smuggled.
Oh, you got it all wrong.
Yes, Doctor, I'm afraid we'll have to see your passport.
Yeah.
Because you've got it all wrong.
I've come thousands of miles to see this fabulous.
I'm afraid this is actually Canada.
Yes. Look, there's
Canada under arrest.
Rock it away! Rock it away! Rock it away!
There's something down here.
There's no air. I believe he's got his hand
here,
on it.
Okay. Get the hand closer.
Yes.
I'm not here to play, Bob. I'm here to
kill Bob.
No, that's already been done, Gary.
Okay.
How do you like that, huh?
Hey, I like that.
I'm getting space sick.
Space sick. Try some space happy.
Yes.
Look, don't open that sludge up here.
Okay, well. See, as soon as you say it,
yeah, look
breaks.
At that. The little green lights come on all up and down.
Now
there.
We'll have to call a human.
Lies.
But that's not legal, of course.
Oh, it's not. It's not legal. It's not legal for us to broadcast you, but it's legal. It's legal for you to take us and broadcast us.
Oh yeah. Now you're talking.
Yeah.
A pocket lawyer too. Wow.
Yeah, really. And I come in to watch.
Turned into a ball and fell into the instruments. Now we're falling into
Captain,
the sun.
Stop the rocket.
It helps if you sit on your hands and quiet.
Seems to slow down.
But back on Earth, time is moving at what would seem to us an incredibly accelerated pace. Whole centuries are going by.
Well, let me ask you this. If I had warheads on my fingers, would these be nuclear arms?
Sure.
Rich human candy bones. Yes, they tear the bones right out of those people, and they coat them in sugar and serve them up to you every Halloween night.
It'll suck the marrow right out of you.
That's true. It sure will. And if they won't, I will.
And that's fact. Right here, on the air of the Theater of Mystery and Darkness.
That's true. And one of our scary callers now is inviting himself to be on the show.
He's practically asking for it, isn't he, Doctor?
Oh, okay.
And as
human
the message is broadcast back to
Hello?
The
Hello?
Mobius Rex, turns it into code.
I don't know. Who's this? Never mind.
See, but I turned it down because I was aware that I didn't want to cause you any great feedback or emotional disturbance.
You're on the air. It went right there. I'm sorry. You just caused the needle to jump across the river.
You're on the air.
Proud of yourself.
No, it wasn't my fault. It couldn't have been.
Now, come on.
Okay,
you're the
be
listener.
Careful.
We're on the radio. What we say goes, okay? That's the premise of these things.
Cool. Pretty exciting, huh?
Well, we're in free fall now. Let's answer that annoying caller with a blast of ultra-high frequency radiation.
That will be $2, please, for this portion.
No seams, no openings in the box at all.
He wishes the box is bigger than the Earth, so everything's inside the box, and it doesn't matter anymore.
He can't mean that. Listen, we're getting awfully
sorry.
Yes, this is getting
really
sweet sound that saves a
You can send the campfire girl to detention camp.
I was sluggish, but now I'm
found Sludgefoot.
No, I'm not getting in trouble.
But now,
get over there. Get over by the campfire.
Oh, beautiful.
Don't let them see
us. Quiet. Don't make so much noise.
I'm over here. You can't stop them. There's too many of them. So listen.
$2, please, or free fowl will not commence.
My dog. I think I'm going to kill myself. Is this suicide hotline?
You're going to kill your dog first, right?
No, that's why you called my dog's already dead.
Oh, he killed himself.
No, the cat killed him.
Oh, what's the cat doing right now?
Playing with the mouse.
Oh. In fact, it's a he's got, cat's got its own album out, right?
Right.
Oh, this guy's got his own show in another part of California.
Yeah, that was our call from the Mystery Isle of Doom there off the misty coast of Santa Barbara.
Okay, what do you two girls have? You want a banana split or you want a chocolate sundae?
Who wants sludge, please?
Sludge?
You want a banana sludge or chocolate sundae?
I want a sludge slurpee.
Hey, do we have any sludge back there?
I want a sludge factory.
Hey, sorry, girls. We're out of sludge. Try down the street.
No.
They might have some down there.
I bet you wouldn't say that if we
Sue,
were to
my man. Friend's in law school, and you, in your advertising, you said you had sludge daiquiris, and she's going to sue you right now.
I'll sue you unless I get a sludge spectacular.
All right, I don't have to take this. From you punks.
You're
out.
This is Earth.
Welcome to Radio Loft in People's Kangaroo Court.
Escape if you can, Doctor!
Sludge will never come out when cleaned.
Can Here's how it happens. It goes like this.
Of this story. Isn't it nice to know we can all look at the same thing and come up with different interpretations?
Here's our little morning
yes,
show.
Isn't it a better world for
good
the
morning, little listeners.
Oh, Dr. Hal, it is
we're
a much better world
tiny and small
now.
In the radio.
Convoys, pretty cozy.
But we're very, very fun.
Half my delight.
Here this morning with us, we have some of the female folks that help us in our quest for Slash.
Come forth, helter skelter. And send
no
me the bill in the morning.
In.
This isn't free advice, you know. You may think it's very
legal advice. So
yeah, what are you charging me for this advice?
Kind of oozing the slimy pus, and it was because I thought
two tape decks, a couple of tape recorders, you know, radio, a year of free exercise classes, massage now and then, that kind of thing, you know.
Well, Dr. Hal, what happened?
Time to spread the manure on the far-flung planets of the solar system as we fecundate the cosmos and spread man further and further out from the galactic center. Spilling
That's
those
fire.
Pots and pans across the space lanes. Now all the boblets are gathered by the escape hatch for the special removal ritual.
But there is no escape for them.
For no, that hatch only leads to a giant incinerator. Only the true sub-beamies know which door leads to doom and which door to a large chocolate sundae.
Wait, are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Deja vu, man. That feels great.
Yeah. Hey. What happened?
Hey, man, that nut called a little while ago was right. There are some sick people on that channel on the scanner, and they're all just waiting to sing on the radio.
If Squeaker is rearrested, guess our ass good.
What we're doing now is winding up the
box
show.
118
and Dr. Allison.
Winding up the show. Love and cherish that small swab dinosaur deep within your heart.
Become a KPFA ally. A sustaining partner, the lifeblood of our station. At $10 or more a month, your gift goes further by providing KPFA with a stable source of income to support the programming you value. It's easy, and it provides a tax deduction. Plus, it helps us reduce the amount of time needed for on-air fund drives. To become an ally, go to kpfa.org and click support. Thank you.
Do you know what Area 941 is? It's KPFA.org's new podcasting space. This allows us to expand our programming with more on-demand programs so you can listen when you want or download them at any time. Area 941 is just another reason why people say, I heard it on KPFA.
KPFA.
Hi, I'm Allie Budner, reporter for the Mountain West News Bureau at KRCC Radio in Colorado Springs. I'm also a graduate of the First Voice Apprenticeship Program at KPFA. The program is accepting applications. You can download an application at kpfaapprentice.org or call the station at 510-848-6767, extension 235.
You are listening to 94.1 KPFA and 89.3 KPFB in Berkeley, 88.1 KFCF in Fresno, and 97.5 K248BR in Santa Cruz, and online at kpfa.org.
In a real rush there, if you could just slow that tape down that you don't have, you could hear all the good jokes. Oh, don't get excited. He's messing up on theme.
Can you disappear?
Okay, well, go ahead. Dobbs will talk to anybody now.
Dobbs will babble. It's part of the con.
Dobbs is speaking from the Consumer Fraud Pavilion.
Dobbs is speaking from
a theme world.
How about the wonderful theme world? We're watching this broadcast live from Theme World this morning. It's a wonderful Berkeley morning.
Mrs. Yuka Brogovitz had not actually traveled to the planet Venus, as she put it. She had actually traveled
in
to
the bubble
theme
bus.
World in its prototypical state.
Edited with sure, I'm glad I stayed up for this. How about you?
Listening discussed.
That's right. Unless you send $20 in the next hour, we'll continue with this until 7 in the morning.
We like dead air.
Monster girls are awake protecting you.
Awful. Look, I see the little blinking $20 bill lighting up.
Thank you. That was a 50.
But no,
no, really.
Inside,
really.
I love San Francisco. You're beautiful. Hey, you're beautiful.
We love you.
You stink, you're worse than scum. You're the essence of stench. You're the stink of death.
My bed.
We've gone to Rackaloon by way of the Cummins steam anchor oven.
Well, Mike, what happened?
You don't understand.
We're listening to the plaintive voices from the pit. Line.
That's what happened.
Yeah. Yes, we need to interview some more of these damned souls and find out what makes them tick.
That's right. Let's go back up the garden path here.
Are they like you and me, or are they different like you probably?
Oh, come on. I haven't got all day.
Yeah, let's go back up the garden path now.
That's the one.
Yes, that's one of those bounders.
Jason, go on.
Flogging.
Oh, beat him up. That's how we have to deal with
he's
people
being
in the
submitted
world.
To popsicle
if they start looking
radio.
Silly and different, we just take care of them.
Need we say more?
And how do you take care of them at Do the Boys Hall?
That's how we take care of them.
We drop them into the slack generator.
Wackford Manor.
My family.
Here we see the large sausages and meatloaf made of these unfortunate lads. What for? Bad fortune.
Hello, you're the radio station.
I want to know about Bob Dobbs.
Bob?
Bob? Yeah,
Bob again?
Bob was last year.
Bob last year?
Hey ho, lads. Too bad.
Scientists agree.
Yes, when an alcoholic becomes such a sop that he extrudes alcohol from every pore and he sits in a hot, close room with no circulation, bang, up he goes. He turns into a charred cinder, a mummy, a hideous human hulk sitting in a chair. It's disgusting, and the stench pervades the building so that no one will ever want to rent there. It'll have to be hosed out with firemen and sandblasted by sandmen, and then, only then, can it be made pure for decent people like you and me. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art born. For thou art of the beasts of the field, which defecate upon the ground, and rot each upon the other, caring not where their seed is planted. And yet the beasts know not of evil, and I am well pleased with them, for they denieth not mine.
Is this a theme
be
world?
Therefore, like unto the beast,
am I in theme world?
Thy... The whirling wheels.
Anything else is just a game.
And look. There, up on the horizon, the bright burning city of Megalopopolisopolis.
It's the puny imitator of SteamWorld. You see, SteamWorld is really a glimpse of where everybody is either going or might go.
Feels good here in SteamWorld. Bathe with the bubbles of
seemed improbable at any time before this.
I'm so glad.
It's the beginning, it's the end.
Oh, I ate there.
It's got one of the, it's a robot sushi place.
I found the altar. It's in the sushi bar.
Three different hamburgers to choose from.
And isn't that the key to evolutionary success? Diversity.
It's actually like that down here. There's actually four other shows going right now, and they're all in their warm-up stages, and they'll be opening up and displaying themselves on the air for you.
That's right.
Now we land in another park in Theme World.
This is geology, Phil. Here are giant rock formations surround you. For the moment you leave.
You big
squeezing you.
These rock concerts are no fun.
It must be Channel 20 at 11:30.
Just move this so many rock things.
So you can tell time by what show you're on.
Oh, thanks, boys. Thanks. And lo, it was made manifest in all the countries where it was known.
Let's look at my map here.
Well, that's where the two movie fans are.
It's tore my theme world map.
Be careful you didn't tear that hanging.
It's right in the future.
Apparently, with very little.
Look how, that little speaker is talking to us. Quick, hide over here.
It's like a living.
I think they see
it. It can't catch us.
Come on, we gotta get out of here. We're in the wrong theme.
Let's see if we can get over here to the next door.
I'll have a sausage and theme.
They
roll you in breakfast here. Whatever you order, they'll fix it up for a 6-foot person and roll you around in it. Those
Turn
little 3-inch speakers will just
put your head on the radio
form a lasting damage molecule in your brain.
Magic mystic massage of Bob.
There is a chance this show makes sense.
Everything in there. Are we communicating? Are we on the same plane?
Hello out there.
This is the tiny little West Coast community.
But you are you now. We are on the tape. But you are you.
No, nobody's here. Go back to sleep. You don't have to work this morning.
Tape, but I'm the whole church. Yes, I've got the whole church here inside my cat. Leave me alone. So I want an equal part of it.
Well, do you, before you explode, do you have an amazing
way to continue?
Now here we're looking at
a SteamWorld. Why is the Gabor Grand Ride running at this moment? I paid $17.50 ticket.
That's the Gabofranosaurus there in Primal World, picking off passers-by with his razor-sharp mandibles. And the crowd loves it.
And now we, too, have seen the future. Must it be our future?
Yes, this is the ghost Nelson, not the real Nelson. This is the juju spirit of Nelson.
Too noisy.
It floats in an ectoplasmic mass above the body of the actual Nelson.
Get a donkey.
Attenuated to it by stringly tendrils.
What good is a donkey?
But don't worry, caller, because there'll always be another day. Tomorrow the birds will sing. And even now, as we talk, a creeping dawn is sneaking up on us all.
Stay tuned for the golf report.
Like the regular old trustee who comes out and opens the door, the old wrinkled friendly porter who comes out day after day, quite dependable. But there may come a day when that old steward, when that old retainer doesn't come no more, and when that day comes, the sun will go out and the earth will fall into a huge hole.
Jolly good show.
The alpha is pushed to one direction, and the omega is given an equivalent push to the other end. And in our curved, circular, globular, bulbous cosmos, all meets in the end as relativity and Einsteinian logic must decree.
12 million miles a minute, and that's the fastest speed there is.
Here we see magnificent septic sewage pits.
We can't show that.
Yes. The far spaces between the molecular distances that connect us all. Some folks call it friendship. Others have a deep word that ain't as nice. Deep understanding? Well, that might do it for some folks, mister, but...
Hello.
Can you tell me something?
Yes. Or can you tell you something?
Where is your transmitter located?
We're in
Russia
air.
Now. We're going there to WOTAN. We've been invited by the Soviet Socialist Republic.
This is just
government.
The tape you always hear in your good stereo system talking to you back on the phone line.
Can you tell me where the transmitter is located for the KPFA station here in Berkeley?
Sutro Tower.
And where's that?
In the basement, certainly. Gigantic, isn't it?
Put your package at the right front leg of the thing, and you should have the results you desire.
While we fight these space wars for your safety,
as you gasp,
remember this
astonishment.
It costs you a lot of money to sleep.
When you fight the bad guys,
where is the
it doesn't come cheap.
Unfortunately,
this tape has been doctored.
So give what you can.
And they disappoint me.
Yes, but look at him sleep. Maybe he'll sleep for 1,000 years,
but
eh?
But how? The monster. It sees us. Look, its eye is beginning to open.
Why, this was not in the script. The monster was supposed to stay asleep.
Oh, Doctor, the monster. How must we get the monster back to sleep?
I cannot do anything about this. It is too big. Oh, look, behind us. It is behind us.
It must be electronically stimulated. Yes.
Behind us is the friend of all good boys and girls.
Well, let's get on the plane to Monster Island.
Okay, you check the baggage.
Friend Thomas, how you get in studio?
Me, I own studios. I have listeners.
Feeling run down? Need that power plant checked? Well, there are no more parts. Live with it.
Okay, just stay down.
Remember the antediluvian markings in Final World and Theme World.
All right, General.
In the country of the mind, in a galaxy of the senses, somewhere else, in far away.
I would tell you, but the monster, it twisted my arm behind my back until I had to give away the secret of Theme World.
Prolongations.
Theme World.
So that's where I was. Dwelling far off on the
my computer brain reviewed the information that I had up to that time. Why am I thinking with Hal's voice?
Put your mouth on the radio.
I can tell by your voice you don't mean it, boy.
It was said that to have enough would enable the soul to retain its
potent.
And
you'll
its car, of course, was call ectoplasm.
You'll be all right.
They would collect them in the jars of
collectoplasm, we used to call it as kids.
Yes, this collectoplasm in the canoptic jars was poured on the ground.
Yeah, we put it in jars and made it live again. Pushed it around and gave it a name.
Gums of eternal desuetude.
Then they would make it dance with laser guns.
Doctor, you're being cold.
Should I worry about the breakup spell?
Yes, because you are your own phone company now. You know that. You are who you call. Haven't you ever heard of anything like that before?
So I can send the bills to myself and the checks to myself, right?
Right.
Okay.
And your statement is your contract. Yeah, and if you don't pay up, you can shut your own phone off.
Well, I own 50% of Bob's shoes.
You've got them?
Yeah, well, the rights to them anyway, after death, so to speak.
Oh, you've got the right shoe after death. Okay.
Yeah, you saw that movie. It's nominated for a lot of awards, the right shoes.
The right shoe, yeah, I saw that.
Pretty good stuff.
So you all became part of Unitalk, Amerifone, Teleyank East, Dixie Vox, U.S. Transpeak, or the Bell Panhandle. So you better memorize their logos.
Ah, yes, this one's just a little tinkling thing on a green background.
Isn't that nice?
Oh, yeah, it's really attractive.
So, and your own logo should not violate these down-to-your trademarks in wording or design.
This is really a nice one.
Submit your logo for approval to Gary Gabrofram no later than June 1st, 1984.
That's true. My personal telephone logo has a picture of Skirt Girl cuddling a little phone in her bosom and talking nice to it.
I just found out what you're doing.
Okay, I'm not doing anything. I'm trying to hitchhike down to the station so I can be on the show now.
Right, so before the men arrive at your premises, make certain that you have disassembled each telephone registered in your name with the knurled knob wheel on the underside force one full step past the detente.
Well, let's punch up the next fall guy.
Did he say that on the air?
What happened to commission investigating the assassination of Bob Dobbs?
We threw it in a ditch and covered it over with some dirt.
Without having come to any conclusion?
The conclusion?
Yes.
But it cost.
Yeah, there was a conclusion.
Who done it?
President Reagan sealed the findings of the commission until the year 2573.
It happened in front of over 600 people.
I know. I know who did it.
She knows because she saw the doggy pile after the show.
Well, I know why they did it. Bob!
Boy, what happened here, Sid? This place wasn't pushed in. It just pulled out.
It looks something like somebody imploded, you know what I mean? But we've got to keep up with this investigation. Let's see what this so-called caller has to say.
Wires, you know.
Things falling, almost hitting the floor, but not quite.
You know.
Well, why don't you try some of that? We'll be right back.
Yeah, we've got an equalizer down there.
But then that it's not loaded right now, though. Operation into the hands
of a madman. I used to work in a studio.
Oh, yeah? What happened?
Yeah, you call that work?
Well, I'm a musician now.
I can tell. It's slow speech. It's third gate.
Well, that's...
Oh, yeah. Come on, ladies. It's not polite. Please, please.
Neutralize him.
Copyrighted music.
They're trying to communicate with us, I believe.
I realize
In my country, when they play that song, it means they want you to come out and have sex.
Stop it. You're only depressing me further.
We can scare you to ignorance.
Right, no, we can't put anybody else's show on our show. I'm sorry.
No,
we
no.
just have our show here.
Verboten.
Yes.
Now, let's suppose that
I just lost my mind just for about three or four minutes. Okay, but that doesn't absolve you of the responsibility
right
toward
Welcome,
those phones
sir,
in your house.
To the Subgenius hour and a half of no
right.
slack, where
right.
you
yes,
are the
you're
victim
with us.
And we
you're
are the willing, willing
you're right there.
Of your carcass
on Bob Dobbs have any poodle sauce recipes?
Yes, that's puzzling evidence.
Get off of her. Get over here and talk on the air.
I do.
Ciao,
it's like having your
I
own two-minute show. Yeah, I know.
No responsibility.
Ciao.
You can just go back to sleep while we have to guard
Good
the
night.
Airwaves. For people sure. like you. I hope you're responsible enough to fill out
money.
Those forms. I hope you've measured the total
Every
length,
penny.
Unkinked, of course, of the telephone cord on your premises in inches and divided this figure by 3.5. The resulting number should overmatch your temporary changeover identification digit.
Yes, we're only a figment of the airways right now. As we come trying to sneak our way into your little lives.
I feel so good out here in the future.
Trying to grab you and your little radio and,
yes,
you very
and your
nice
little phone. Remember, your phone will ring frequently during this changeover phase. Please do not answer. Ignore smoking, sparking,
Please.
Or vibrating equipment.
Another caller here at the station.
No, started yet?
No.
We're just practicing.
Yeah, if you know. Just that guy. Well, okay. Well, what do we put on the bottom of the skis?
Hoorah.
Hoorah. Yes, hoorah.
Yes, welcome to the wonderful world of Congolian.
Yes, I'm going to lay down here on a nice, cool panel and watch the girls. Oh, there comes one down. Look, she's wearing a nice coating of mastic. It looks delicious.
Well, I really think we should talk about something here.
Okay, this is
1983. Just imagine. Remember,
yeah, just imagine. There you are. You're in the
you're a little bit
Okinawa soccer international stadium there, and you've paid over $400 for your front row seat for
unbelievable.
You've banned that dare not speak its name. Only performance in Japan. The only stop on its entire tour, except for the short visit to the Hilton on Guam, wasn't that right?
Right, because the president requested that we go to the Guam Hilton or the Good House of Gaming Hotel down there in Tumon Bay and play, and of course we did. That was last night or the night, but well, they're
yeah, that's the
3 years
Guam
ahead
House
of
good
us.
Sleeping, always a pleasure to stay there whenever we're in
that's right.
Asia.
Yeah, yes, nobody could figure it out, but that was it. All of it was the little song.
Well, that seemed to kill all the telephone callers anyway.
Yes. Audience elimination experiments are always a success with the Wotan doctors. It's a historical fact. We can drive the mosquitoes right out of an Arkansas swamp.
Bob Dobbs takes my tax from me.
Yeah, Bob.
Everything hurts.
Good morning, Berkeley, Fresno, and all of Northern Central California. You're here with historical Wotan pain and slack night. Yes, we're going through all kinds of history tonight. So ask any questions of Wotan band that you'd like to try at this time. Okay, let's sing, shall we?
Hello, you're on Nice Try Radio. Yeah, nice try.
Okay, there goes the caller swimming away from the building.
And there goes the tune, and there goes the song. Yes, and there goes the evening.
If we have songs we don't like, we put them in a bag, take them to the bridge or the big rock, and throw them in. Floating away and struggling and trying to get out of the potato sack of bad music that they're encapsulating in.
About those guys that are calling and stuff, I don't think you'll have to worry about them, because I don't think anybody could really hurt you or anything. I mean, I'm sure somebody's going to come down there and really terrorize you guys or anything. I mean, everybody loves you in California.
What? Hey, looking at you,
naturally,
kid.
Should you be caught tampering with your fingers up to the greasy little elbow in the global cookie jar, our
good.
Government will cowardly disavow any connection with you and the atrocious
scheme
of your trust.
Wish
to
break
them down.
Mr. President, the Soviets have stated
so there I was, subgenius agent in charge of all of Guam. I was thrilled. A whole island.
What are we waiting
one of the most
for?
Important intelligence outposts in the Western world. All mine.
We have a caller, but we also have the caller who has patiently asked the question, what does Wotan have to do with the Church of the Subgenius?
I gotta spit all I need.
And now, of course,
Doug, I'd have to say that this is one of the worst,
changed to different
worst bands I've ever heard in my life.
I mean, this isn't even no way.
I hear you just fine. Where's that scanner? Help him find it.
There they go.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Here's somebody that may be able to help you. Hey, Dismal Radio.
Yeah, hi. I'm the scanner. Please program me.
And, of course, Puzzling Evidence will be serving coffee and...
Yes, in the meantime, though, there are no newts in this part of the jungle. They're just sparks and scary little people and stuff.
Could you repeat that?
No, I can't. I'm sorry.
I bet all you listeners out there, a bunch of 10-year-olds could do better than this. A bunch of 8-year-olds probably has more imagination than this sorry, tired bunch of... What?
Hey,
hello?
This
is Evan Dunn in Palo Alto. Yeah. I was listening to your show all morning on the way to work through the torrential rains and so forth, and I must say that, it was a fun... I was in stitches all morning.
Okay, you know, my grandmother always said, if you can't
what
say
exactly
something,
do we
you
know
say
about
everything,
this?
You know?
Yeah, well, I want to say something to all those poor people with that have AIDS.
No, I try to...
Yeah,
it's
poor people.
Well,
we'd be being paid for this.
The rich people that have AIDS, too.
In fact, where's your money? I haven't seen your check cross this desk lately.
Just call your parents because I was not lost.
Leave my parents out of this.
Well, it's apparent that you might not have
I come to California to get away from my parents. They're thousands of miles away, and I...
Well, my friends, this is a question with such enlarged and distended gross ramifications that it's difficult to approach properly and explain with any degree of celerity. But nonetheless, since given the question, we must try.
It helps to understand the...
The mumblings and spewings and ravings, and the scary powers of Bob's, sales and morality, the Hollywood death gods. Well, let's just say that Wotan was the deity that no longer dare speak his name.
That's 2 points.
Yeah, crummy program. What is it?
This is just the crummy program. Yes. You just gave us our new title. You win the $10 for the... No, I'm sorry, you don't.
There are telephone phones.
Report it.
Each line disappears as we read it.
Take care of yourself, man.
It disappears off the top of the screen. It's a control. Don't.
That's exactly right. The whole plaster cast is taken off and shown to the natives.
Thank God it's all going down on tape.
It's time for Bob.
It is going down on tape, isn't it?
Salvation you get for free is worth just that.
They're a Husco. They have a way of making bacon out of beans now.
There it is now. Another order for breakfast coming in.
Yes, would you like a side of
keep up with all the pancakes we're trying to cook
right
now.
And somebody drop me 3 cheese omelets and 2 westerns.
Oh, Jesus. Well, you know, one morning we're going to do the breakfast show here.
Okay, number 7, would you take this western omelet out, please?
Number 7.
I don't know where number... She's
number
probably
nine.
Out there.
Somebody spit in this or what? Look at that.
You turn quickly from the window, and you go to the table in the small alcove where you are cut off from being seen by the telescreen.
We hope you've enjoyed our explanation to your question.
Hello.
Now, come on. She didn't hold on to the show hard enough.
How could this extra dimension be here?
Yeah, I mean, I thought I was going to get some good show, and I come in the station, and there's just this crummy show.
Well, that's your fault, Doctor. Remember, this is your show.
then it's no consequence.
And what's your signy?
My signy.
Yeah.
My signy.
That's what it says here. What's your signy?
Well, I can't imagine that anybody's still listening.
It's a sealed tape.
No, nobody's still listening.
That was the last caller. On accountability.
Yes, it says right here, you've insulted your last caller.
Oh, that's a verifiable given in the Bay Area. Any time of the day or night.
It may not be legal.
But it's done. We're in trance, no?
Since you are now your own telephone company, you must draft and submit all appeals for adjustments, refunds, and redress to yourself. It's a felony to place a collect call to yourself and reverse the charges.
Is that another caller?
Yeah, that's you.
Yeah, that's your brother.
You've never met your brother, but here he is trying to talk to you, desperately reaching out across. Okay, we're going to call your mother and see if we can get her in on this, too. What a wonderful surprise, huh, caller? I think this is worth sending some.
Well, I warned you not to talk about my parents, so we're bringing
your call Paul's
to
mom
talk
now.
To you.
Before long, she began to miss the beast and the life at the castle.
You know, and where would we all be without Mom sitting back there, dropping the Pop-Tarts into the toaster, throwing us out the door, screaming, yelling, all those punches, the cigarette burns, holding our heads underwater? You know, we got a lot to thank.
One moment, loyal, warm-hearted, which is why I can't.
Okay, I'm back.
Back from where?
How was it?
Please check the company directory.
Is that what you want to do?
This is recording. Because when my mother hangs up on me, it's because I know she cares.
And if you can't wait a little while, how can we expect you to wait a long time?
Come on, what's the matter with this TV generation short attention span bunch of so-called kids?
This is actually the Nice Sedate Show.
This is
we've stolen this show from someone else.
Yeah, you probably are funnier than us, but...
There's a telephone next door.
Yes, and no reason to use it, so just sit down. We'll start the show all over again. Okay, here we go.
This is right.
One, a two, three, a
slap!
This is radio in your mind.
That's right.
This is radio in your sleep.
But here they actually talk to you before they hang up.
Well, for a second.
And your calls are... You're
okay. Welcome to the show. That hurts you. You like me.
Tonight on my show, I'd like to present Women in America.
Okay, your show. 30 seconds. Now.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Oh, I was lying.
Sorry.
We only gave you 10 seconds.
Mine.
Just what they mean. 100% ground bull.
Flat dog.
What in the green hell is this thing about Tweety Bird?
Tweety Bird is rearrested. We will kiss our show goodbye.
Oh, nothing.
What did he say?
Did Reed do that?
Who?
Oh, oops. Oh,
who? What?
Don't talk about anybody in Yosemite right now. Huh? Okay, thanks.
Agonizing pain like you never would imagine is possible. And ate the teen sock hop. The teens cowered in terror for about 15 minutes and allowed the rug to engulf them. Now, cancer is caused by pickles, by boredom, and meaninglessness. It can be prevented by action, thrills, sex, even overwork. So, how do you get a healthy, slackful outlook in the face of rampant eco hell?
You dance around and around and around until you fall down dizzy.
And then all becomes clear.
Right then, we were so miserable.
It stopped all the music.
I would like to invite that little poopy guy to practice ejectile vomiting, only this time put his whole brain in.
I know you don't need any of this stuff like what we're talking about.
No, you're living there on your own in this radio hell. There you go again. Drag.
Nice little radio hell.
Oh, hey, well, it's okay, you know.
Maybe it was the what?
Flipping around.
A little scary vegetables?
Yes. I don't know, a head of lettuce in a wheelchair or something with 15 beautiful carrots surrounding it. I couldn't understand what was going on.
That'd be pretty scary.
English is very, very bad.
Hello, squaller.
Yeah, it's stuck. I can't get it out.
Stuck?
Turn it sideways. Unlock it.
Can't get it out.
Shake it.
On the other hand, if we choose not to stimulate the trigeminal nerve, watch what happens when we stimulate this nerve. The oculomotor nerve brings spasms of orgasmic pleasure throughout the entire brain.
Just let me hook the battery to the tweezers here.
Ha ha! That little brain is doing the limbo under this bar, which is a fluorescent tube, illuminating its interior.
Get a job, get a job.
No, the nurse can't do anything about this one. We're going to have to interact and interfere with the interosseous dorsale.
You mean we're on our own?
I've got to have a drink.
I'm going to land a C5A on the, in the middle temporal lobe, so you hang on there.
Ladies and gentlemen, the choice is simple.
We are blanketing this area with a smog of strangeness. We are pelting the earth with peculiarity.
Yes.
Bob, it's Bob.
In the name of Bob, I demand that you hang up on me right away.
Would you co-sign for my show, Doug?
Oh, sure, why not? Here.
Civil license.
Listen, yeah, now I'm half responsible for this stupid thing.
Well, I would say just let your mouth run out of control. It would probably be the easiest thing to do.
Basically what we've got.
True word of Bob.
All this time, we're making this stuff up. I hate to tell it to you, buddy, but that was just a piece of paper with some stupid face on it. True word of Bob. We made up every true word. Every true word, we made it up, and now you have to make it up. Hello?
Or do you ever tape the show? Yes.
Oh, I'm taping it now.
I know, I forgot. The signal's right here.
Puzzle radio.
Sometimes it's just not worth to turn my head this way and look at the power board and find out exactly where all the callers are.
Here's the new puzzling evidence toy that I just got from Wilco. It says, strides forth with arms in swinging action, uses eyes in sparkling battle with laser ray.
We haven't even...
What's it look like?
We're here. We are on the air.
You mean this stinking radio is on the air?
Direct cable communication.
Yeah, we're having some trouble reading you there on the surface.
With our direct trouble communication line to the surface, we're able to probe Berkeley as never before at this hour.
You got a minute?
All right, let's take it from the top.
Uh-uh. K-poom. Well, the whole station's lined with lead. We really can't get much of anything in here. We're really not allowed to have radios outside the station, so we really can't deal with it at all. They let us watch TV, and they also let us do other... We'll be going down now into the deepest part of the show. The part that's so funny you can't even hear it.
Here's the show massage. Didn't think we had a massage in this show, did you? Ah, but we do. It's a relaxing massage. Makes you kind of feel good all over and then gives you a receipt.
Puzzling evidence newsletter crawled across the station.
Whammy.
Itself to the side of the camera and never let go.
The one about the king who lived in the woods.
Of course, the 10-day delay is in effect, so the people's and the people's message are separated by 10 days of actual calling distance.
Be careful. Be careful. Mysterious and evil forces are at work.
You're there, Doctor. Unfortunately, you're inside my head now, and I can't remove you. Please leave my brain, Dr. Hal.
You can't intimidate me, Abruntius. I'm hip to your scheme, as you would say. I won't take any more of those controlled substances.
But I have permission from our government to kill this show, and I will be doing it soon.
Not if the little people who maintain themselves as our sole audience have anything to say about that.
Oh, so
what are you doing? Rest if we can kiss this show goodbye.
What are you doing about it?
They're hitting us 1-2-1-2 with a rotten joke.
Sushi Girl had flown in for the emergency show.
Oh, no, that's not Mimiko.
Oh, is my face red, Doctor? You have corrected me in grave doctrinal error.
There we go. And now we're in the future.
I feel cleansed.
Yes, the future is clean and nice.
It's so happy here. Look at these walls.
They clean it every day, and they put out new towels.
And you can move them, and here's the helicopter Jesus, who scares all of us.
It. Oh, look at that helicopter. It's coming awfully low.
Oh, it's so pretty, too.
Helicopter is hovering over the nameless mission. Triangulate, locate, lock, and destroy target.
And then, of course, go home, bored.
suggested for mature audiences only.
And that's the primary.
So good effort for you.
What's going on there? Just a lot of tapes playing over and over again?
Yeah, no people down here.
Little bits of television shows, I recognize.
Yeah, a little computer pick, random sections
of
records.
Smudgy music, you know,
movie soundtracks, quotes from weeks, funny stuff we say during the day.
Wrote about in college.
As you say certain words, it triggers the computer to play certain phrases here.
But I am attempting to triangulate on the beam you are sending.
Okay, so does that help? Does that answer your question?
Butcher.
Thumpity thump thump. Well, welcome to the future. Healy after Jesus will now serve you.
Healy after Jesus, I'll take 2 glasses of grape Kool-Aid and one scary hill ride.
Who cares?
It's not only a spy eye in the sky, it's also a vending machine for drinks for thirsty youngsters.
That's true. You can put in a quarter and you can either get a drink or lose your soul.
Yes, little creatures, they're all over the place, and the only way we can get deal with them is either step on them or move them to a reservation.
Just a few moments ago, as mortals measure time, we were watching a pitiful attempt by the tiny chipmunk-sized subgenie to hold a subgenius beach party of their own when they were overwhelmed by a tide of tide pool creatures, lobsters, mollusks, crayfish, and animated giant clams left over from the Clutch Cargo program. We deplored this, of course, but there wasn't much that could be done. By the time we arrived on the scene, there were only a few little bloated, bedraggled corpses there to remind us that not everyone can attempt to scale the awe-inspiring heights.
I was very impressed with that quote, and I haven't heard it since.
Yeah, that's why. Once somebody is impressed with one of these, we just throw it out because it's been used.
Yeah, I mean,
if somebody calls
up with something really important to say to us, for instance, we usually hang up on them right away.
You talking to me?
Oh. About your altar, I want to...
But he caught on fire. You know, we can't do that.
That's the price of fame.
Yeah, the altar's in the mail. I've heard that line 1,000 times.
Do you think holy objects just fly around? Do you think that thing's even consecrated? Was that altar peed on? I certainly
don't. I didn't get close enough to sniff it. Me neither.
Folks,
we're on the air. We're on the air.
You're talking to me? Yeah, the other listener, we finally managed to get the scanner for you.
We're coming to you live.
Poor fellow is right. There doesn't seem to be much sense to any of this, and it's kind of irritating me, and it's probably irritating him as well.
But let's stop talking about Bob. Isn't that old hat? After all, we don't want to talk about
that. Sounds good to me.
He's that old futz from the ages past. Leaping and jumping with our titanium-soled sneakers far into the future.
That's right.
There's an incredible universe of mysterious space gods out there.
That's right.
Thank you for your fine show. At public service.
Well, the other callers...
It's on my screen.
The other callers are much more important than you are, though, so we're going to...
Well, then cut me off, then.
We will. Here you go. Hi, important caller.
Yelling at, stupid.
That's right. You can hear the subgenius band of your choice. We'll be playing Bone Surgeons for Anubis, Doctors for Bob, many other famous subgenius bands such as Thousand Doctors.
Hey, this is Berkeley Hot Tracks. This guy knows what's going on. You can't even say our name is so bad.
That's all right. You probably don't even know what my name means.
That's right.
Yeah, well, see, there you are.
Obscene, though.
There I am where?
Right there.
Down there?
What?
We're here now.
Come on, start singing. Start singing. Can you hear the music? Come on.
Go ahead.
Reviewing your plan often.
Don't hurt the show, Bean. Yes, it's true. Bean's seen in the background in slow motion, dragging the show out to the yard and ripping it up into
little
pieces.
That's true. That little French lop-eared cat crawls around his little cage.
He's pitiful, but there's some nice things about him. For one thing, I think the animation is smoother than last time, and the matte lines are fewer.
Yeah, but the part where they hit the planet with the big raft and push it out into orbit, I thought really stunk.
I like the part with the inflatable rocket that they have.
Oh, yeah, but what about the Fly trilogy?
If you're worried about that coat of hair your tongue just grew, if you actually don't know your present, that's all a part of Bob's plan fuzzy-tongued tomorrow.
Yep. Who knows? And maybe we're not supposed to even be here. Maybe this show is a totally illegal thing.
Maybe we're not here. Maybe this is all on tape.
Maybe this puzzling evidence is just distributed around the Bay Area at this hour, in conjunction with so many other deities that you don't know where to start. You don't know which one's a robot and which one's a tape, and why didn't it turn you up louder?
Maybe this is painfully, embarrassingly obvious.
No.
Yes, the pediculus, a scourge of humanity.
I will come up to the altar.
Well, now, we are tired of these altar boys.
He says he's coming up to the altar.
No, I don't want famous, I just want to get laid.
Crazy, cool, fab, gear.
Representative, I'm going to stand by you.
How you doing?
Frog boy, this is the show. Go ahead, please.
Can we keep the show wet enough for you?
Keep in touch.
Yes, it's very wet. I appreciate all you've done for me.
Well, how about that slick, resilient softness, John Louis?
Yes, I like hopping around in the pool here. It's very nice. Thank you.
Well, watch out, because there's a massive storm of chlorine ahead in your way. Pool?
What is that thing he's in? Oh, it's a paint can.
It looks like the thing with all the buttons.
This film is recommended for adult viewing.
Well, there's a lot of things here with buttons on them. I'm afraid if I push some of them, something funny might happen.
Wait a second. Wait. They're getting into my telephone. Get away.
Funny might happen.
Get away. Stop it.
I don't understand.
I'm just trying to keep things under control here for crying out loud.
Funny something.
I don't know what's going on.
This wire is crawling in my leg. This wire. Oh, my God. Hello?
Hello?
What do you know of the death of David Kennedy, and what place do you have in subgenius theology?
There's a good question.
Well, as we all know, Kennedy fell behind on his payments. Well, here's the song we wrote just last year about poor David's
prophesizing this death
accident.
Okay, little caller.
Okay, what's your complaint?
Hey, this is the ghost of David Kennedy over there. How y'all doing? I'm down up here in heaven.
Hey, David, are you warm?
Hey, I really went out. I drank and I.
How's
took
the dead
drugs.
Beach boy? How's the dead beach boy?
Oh, they're real good. There's one floating by right now.
Hello. the caller.
Oh,
shy.
The
everybody's
caller.
Laughing.
Yes. Leave him
on. Morning, everyone.
Morning. It's almost time to get up.
Frankly, I think such
if you hear this show, it's too late. It is time to get up.
That's right. So you're the caller. You're
you
the
are
caller.
The important one here.
I'm important.
When can we go home?
Moments from right now.
Is it in?
Hello. She wanted to know. Is it in?
Hello. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Not talking to you anymore.
It's a bit difficult.
Before lighting up with female callers.
Okay, so we'll do a flip side of that very record now.
Well, that's interesting. The Curse of the Fly is still broadcasting now, and I hope our listeners have it turned on with the sound turned down so they can listen to our show as
these
the audio.
Feel great.
The visual splendor of
hey,
the Curse
Hal,
of the Fly.
Hal, pass me another martini.
All right, wait a minute. Wait, hold on. Okay, here it is.
Okay, here, put more butter in it this time. This is really well nice.
Give me some margarine for this martini.
Not margarine. No, use the butter, the salt.
This is the best little martini anybody ever mixed. And I ought to know.
No, I don't want it. I don't want it. Here he is now, manifest in the gigantic Hopi time wheel as he rolls across the Arizona desert.
And he has VDs that design the worms. It's been... Well, he gets the first three segments done, and he won't do the tail.
Yes, dedicated Dr. Vides is even now south of the border.
We're tired.
I don't know where to.
Sure, we're tired. Sure,
man,
we're
tired.
Sure, it's the
over-identification with his men.
Yeah, well, we're getting pretty depressed
I
down here.
I think that's
here,
what they call it.
We've just got cold light and sick black and white TV to keep us company. And we're starting to reflect back on failed love affairs and all the things we could have been or should have done. And we have to admit that, yes, our life's been a pretty big failure till now. Not much is going to change. Why go on suffering like this? Maybe there is only one final option, and we should take it.
Well, go ahead. What did it do to you when you poured this filth into the ear of your innocent girlfriend?
No, I'm not in any trouble.
It didn't do anything. Douglas. You didn't buy it.
Well, that's what happens. Yes. This isn't the way to meet women in the Church of the Subgenius.
Douglas! I'm in here. Listen, I'm doing a show. Go away.
Douglas!
Go away!
Well,
yeah, the station is besieged with hordes of nubile teenagers right now, but we don't let them in.
Well, I was just wondering if they're planning another birth or more.
It's taken me a long time to say this.
Yes, the shows are ongoing all the time right now.
There'll be six more books and 18 more shows.
It's not the same show that was here.
But it's the same people. Us people, yes. The people you saw there are some of the people here.
That's right. We flew them out. We even flew Bobby.
And we fly around the country and do the shows, radio shows and that kind of thing.
We anoint our bodies and fly on broomsticks to the S-Bat.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's pretty. Right. That sounds like a pretty good way to make a buck.
Hey, it's okay.
How we get down to that subgenius beach party everyone wants to know about.
I mean, you spent all the money flying back here.
No, not all of it. We had to get some stuff and some things.
Some
and
big heads and big pipes and things like that. Fog machines, robot monster suits.
Big low paint.
Tends to eat up the old budget, especially when you're flying in subgenies from Vancouver and Little Rock and Texas.
I also had another question. Do you guys stay up late to do the show or get up early?
The fact is that we don't sleep the way mortals do.
I wrote them once just to get that dollar pamphlet.
Uh-huh.
Ah, well, then you sent money. Bless you.
$1.
It irritates.
Well, you'll have to wake up.
So we stay our hand from the revolver. We try to figure out just what kind of people have the nerve to be so irritating at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, and then I don't know what to think of the theory of driving the audience out of the theater with anti-music, but when there was not that much anti-music.
That's a holy precept. We can't really change ritual that's thousands of seconds old.
Hello, we need 300 Kasner heads, please. Lifted onto the stage here. Please get the show out of here.
Yes, this is the show that dare not even exist for people.
Yes, these people have dinosaur pee in their spinal cords.
This has been investigated and will be duly noted by appropriately orthodox appointed officers of the Hinky Commission.
Even though, of course, the little Snoogie Noogie guy was cut out of the entire air check automatically by machines that cost lots of money. Yes, I'm sorry we couldn't preserve your voice. You had no message. But of course, the laughter that your message caused stays on.
Well, there's no choice. Look at them. Oh, I can't talk.
You're out of line, General.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I just want to.
But the rules are for the fools.
And what I say. A squeaker is rearrested. The colonel will go to war.
Squeaker is rearrested.
The show will never go
out of my eye.
If squeaker is rearrested, all the audience will go to sleep.
Well, I really wish we could have seen that little scanner and perhaps gotten it hooked up, because I'm sure the scanner station was much more entertaining than what we've been able to provide tonight.
Featuring the band that dare not speak its name. The Scary Little Band shows up this time every day. Why not, Gary?
Yeah, well, why are we playing this horrible stuff, you know?
Because people want
to
hear.
You listen to some of these other programs and you get all this nice experimental stuff. You have your bands that crash cars into each other. You got your bands that use the chainsaws.
Your band that uses electrical tape on parts of their bodies.
You got your servo pop and
you got your bands that come out and destroy everything.
Yeah, you got your bands that set their hair on fire. You got your bands that jump around like a bunch of broken batteries. But hey,
see?
Four.
That's right. Here goes a little caller. It's falling
by. Four.
Yes, the subgenius dirge came to popularity in fall of 1971. Was actually the dirge was in vogue through the late 1970s until something a little scarier came along.
Well, then you'll just have to sit on it and rotate. Sorry, but doctors can talk like that.
Berkeley Bowl. Come on, you guys. Let's bring in the main sheet. We got to get up win the Berkeley Bowl. It would be in deep trouble.
All right.
Heal
all the room out, sir.
Oh, it's the U show.
Hey, if I'm leaving the cult of the kitties and fleeing over to Napa Caller because he knows what quantum semantics might be.
Atwood, or the band that dare not speak his name, where we can get the new Triple Live album. Please,
Oh, you have to write the box number, but it's only on tape. It hasn't been pressed into plastic yet.
These fine albums are not available in any store.
How did he get the secret name of Atwood, anyway?
To get your album, write to...
That's very good, because it's one of the most holy of names, most unknown of names, and of course now it's been on the radio.
Yeah, you have to listen to this show very carefully to get the name of Atwood.
No, not anymore. We got him up 4 days later.
He walks this earth.
What? I can't hear you.
Yes.
Hold on to the mouthpiece. Yes, and then let out a severe and long string of words, and you can grasp at that string of words and actually keep your balance on the phone.
Spurt. Okay. Uh-oh. What? Then you can be in the church without pain.
Is anyone going to say anything about, like, pain and misery? And
sickness and death and headache last all year. Yeah, well, there he goes. He's got the headache.
I was laying there in the bed,
uh-huh.
And I was staring at the ceiling, and I tried to walk over to the radio and turn it off. And I found the tuner on the way, and I turned you off, and you were still there.
We're not funny. We're not interesting. We're not informative.
You're just weird.
Well, we're not even weird.
That's what's so weird about it.
Oh, no.
Rocket away. Fly rocket to the moon. Dun, 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 dun. Like a silly little loon. Dun, 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 dun.
It laid new eggs right under our skin, and soon we developed a sense of sin, itching and scratching while they were in. Rocket away. Look, Doctor, the monster is approaching the sacred central core. A beast shall rise from the sea. It hath laid waste the cities of men, and its names are Dagon, Leviathan, Set, Poimandres, Gudzul, Cthulhu, Kikon, and Demiurgus, the Hellborn. It is the lower spirit of all men besetting men. Let me prophesy for you. Godzilla is coming back, and he will attack San Francisco. This is no joke. This is real.
You're listening to Nice Try Radio. Hello, little caller.
Hello, I'd like to make a complaint.
Go ahead.
When are you going to start the show?
The show's on Saturday.
We've been looking for the intro music now for about the last hour and a half. And I think, yeah,
well, it's good to know these things, and now we can file them next to stories of pygmies that breathe fire.
We're just doing radio hour.
There you go.
Yes, it is. And you are a female subgenius.
That's right.
You
all just come sleep in my house. Uh-huh. We can just build a house of beds.
That's right.
Welcome to sleep at our house.
He can come down to your house? Does he have to bring his own barrel?
I didn't know this until tonight. Yes, yes.
You got room for a couple stethoscopes here in your luggage?
Possibly.
Diathermy machine, maybe?
The price is high enough.
Cat scanner?
What's that, a cat scanner?
He has a cat scanner going in the back. We've got Kitty here taped to the
floor. Kitty's coming on.
This is too much.
No, don't say that. And don't say anything else like
don't say the C word.
Or the crossword, or the sticky word, or the icky word, or the smelly word. No, don't say any of those
words.
Were you around when this originally went on the air?
No, none of us were.
Soft white clouds are slowly drifting.
Just a soft white show is slowly pulsating down Chattanooga.
It felt so
nice.
Soft white continuity slips out and slowly runs down between the
soft
cracks
white
in the radio.
Stop writing those soft white checks and send them in.
A brilliant idea.
Yes, Grill.
The soft white country slips down into the soft white
pile. The little pink radio station returns back to the 40s where it belonged.
Yes. Finally leaves the rest of the world alone to
and a little soft woke can. The suspense was killing us this early in the morning as we struggled along.
Why was the Winky Dink Band awake so early?
Well, because Winky Dink Bands stay awake all over the universe. Yes, and when the voices get to be too many and too much,
that's when you call us.
You listen to this show and call us, and we'll help you. Just listen to these little voices instead. This little traffic jam inside your head at the wrong hour, the wrong morning.
It's a pretty Wotan song, and it's dedicated to you.
They are miserable.
Some nerve. I'm embarrassed to be here. Tonight, I'm embarrassed to be here.
You're the United States of Berkeley now, buddy, and you
more
better
orange
get it.
Yeah, there's only 21 flavors here, and they're not all 3D.
For helping me to...
Sounding the calculus by percussion, the most painful and embarrassing operation.
Even though I heard you pestering me.
I hope you'll bear with me when I ask you to make your question.
Sounding the calculus by percussion is more painful and harder to endure than actually than being castrated. But let's pass on to more pleasant subjects for this. Greener pastures where white fleecy sheep dot the green sward.
We're till chew every morning, every night now. That's all there is.
Every morning and every night, we chew the scenery for your delight. Every night and every morn, we bore you more than since you've been born.
Well, I suppose we've used up our share of what we laughingly call anti-music.
Contentment of their hosts.
Yeah, I think so, probably. We left all the tapes at home.
How's the script?
We'll be listening to the real man.
See the brow molting
again. Never see the real brow.
He's looking tired.
No further interruption.
Never see a real brow.
He's passing it around now. As the dry ice fumes cascade into the studio, we raise our tankards high and drink to the unknown caller who braved the sound effects and the oceans of insults to give us a little bit of comfort and familiarity
and mirth
here.
About old little things.
What's left?
Swamp. Where's that part of the world?
It's where they produce swamp gas that they use to stuff plastic bags, which are often mistaken for flying saucers.
They tried smoking them out.
They tried drinking them out, and they tried injecting them out, but there was no way to get rid of those little devils. 14 pulse-pounding, spine-snapping minutes are left on this, the most exciting program of this or any time period. It's crawling near the theater seats, ladies and gentlemen. The only way to get rid of this monster is to screech like hell, and then maybe some of your seats
scream,
will be electrified.
Ladies and gentlemen, scream as though your lungs depended on it.
Doctors, there's a problem here. The script reads squeep like hell.
Oh.
How do you squeep?
It's squeep related.
I think scream.
Oh, I had lost my place. I was even on
the
wrong page.
Well, I can't help it, but we have to stay squeepish.
Well, people have called up. They've called up this very station at 848-4425 to complain. But we don't listen. We go on and on because it's been paid for already.
Special languages that are sent across the U.S.
You could call them and complain, but it probably wouldn't do any good. I'd be just as embarrassed.
Okay, slow down, Paul. It's taking us a little while to get into Russia.
Yes, that's right. Take one less pill right now. Cough one pill up. Come on. Hit yourself in the back.
I'm mad at Hal, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
He's mad at Hal.
Yes, he's mad at Hal. Because Hal's not here.
He's evil.
Man,
and there's a free plastic dinosaur in every package.
See the brow.
Never see a real brow.
We get it.
What they call?
Well, I guess he was the fellow who threw those monkey wrenches into the political convention.
I worked for him for years until the unfortunate accident.
That was the accident which caused his impacted ectoplasm.
The entire spinal cord came right out through the eye socket, and no one even noticed that was the shocking.
Has anyone ever seen the film Fiend Without a Face?
Yes.
Well, then you can imagine what his spinal cord and brain looked like as they perambulated thickly about the
story and the unique personalities involved.
It must have been his testosterone and his DNA acting up and fritzing out.
Full force, I was done for.
Yeah, sure.
Well, now listen, Doctor. I understand that you began that operation just a short while ago. How did it come out?
Come on, sustain your effort.
Sustained effort. Controlled
attention.
There you
go.
Yes, well, the patient will never know if you follow him at a discreet distance.
I don't understand such things. I can't be brainwashed by the words between the lines. True.
That's why we all forget together. Come on.
Yet he continues to value the things that make our society.
Let's all forget the show, okay?
Let's just think on beautiful, captivating thoughts.
Let's go back
thoughts.
To normal.
Are you normal? Then you are probably not like other people.
I want to forget about subdivision. Okay, let's forget about
the door flew open and he ran. He broke the glass, that scissors man. Oh, children, see that tailor's come and caught our little suck-a-thumb. Snip, snap, snip, the scissors go, and Conrad cries out, oh, oh, oh. Snip, snap, snip, they go so fast.
Its success.
Now both his thumbs are off at last.
That's how it is here. It's either Smith or Jones.
What is all this costumery here in the studio?
Well, I don't know.
What happened to the Wotan band, anyway?
Yeah, I thought the show was supposed to be about our hobby there, you know?
when we just
they get together. It's not a real band.
Or
is it the phony band? That's
it's not real music. It's not a real radio station.
The guys
and you're not really out there.
We blast this.
Okay. Pick up anything that doesn't move and shoot anything that does. Let's go.
Well, if we hadn't already blasted it, it wouldn't be blasted now, would it?
If you can't eat it, scratch your back with it, or fondle it, then dump dirt on it.
No, wrong signal. Wrong signal.
Spare
tire. French fry grandmother. No, wrong signal.
I know all you peace-nicks and pinkos out there in the crowd that send your money here so you can hear the liberal slop that this radio station puts out. Well, you're not ready for a real man like Dr. Doolittle, who's ready to come in and shoot up the station, who's ready to come stomping through here, pushing all the